On April 13th, we did not celebrate Great Saints Day because it was, I believe, during Holy Week. But tonight, we celebrate, we commemorate a great saint, Saint Margaret of Castello. Some friars, some of my brothers, like to call her Little Margaret. And she truly was, not in physical stature, but definitely not in spiritual stature, you could say. Little Margaret would have had little chance of survival in our time today. And it's not because of poor medicine. Medicine keeps improving, and she was born, I think, in 1287. But because of maybe the misuse of medicine today, she would never have had a chance. Little Margaret was born blind, hunchbacked as a dwarf, and crippled. At the time she was born, she was unwanted by her parents. They wanted a son, and they were horrified to see all the many birth defects that she had. They didn't see real much use in her. What could she possibly do? She was secluded by her parents to a section of the family castle, and by the age of 6, she was forced to live in a room built alongside a chapel. She never left that room for 10 years. Her parents left her there. No one went in. No one came out. But there was a little window that she could receive communion from a priest in the chapel alongside this room. And she received her food from probably the same window too. She experienced great suffering, but from what I've read, she never complained. She was a true saint. She suffered greatly. She suffered well. She was docile to the Holy Spirit, and the depth of her spiritual wisdom came truly from the Holy Spirit and that holy priest that ministered to her next door. Her parents had some hope in that life for her because they heard about a shrine in the Città di Castello. They went to this shrine and prayed for her, that there would be a cure, that there would be a miracle. However, they didn't get the miracle that they wanted. They abandoned her forever in that town. They left her behind and went home back to their castle. That's pretty terrible. But she met Dominican nuns. She met these Dominican nuns, and she eventually joined the Third Order of St. Dominic, and she cared for the sick and dying. That was her vocation. That was the miracle that the world received. The love that she could give that she never really received from her parents. She received it instead from a priest and nuns. She showed heroic love for those who were suffering, those who were sick and dying, the love she never received from her parents. She gave the world over 200 miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit in her life. She wondered why people pitied her, and maybe those are the people who didn't realize the great work that she did on earth through her great love for Jesus Christ. We commemorate, or we celebrate, her memorial on April 13th, but today we celebrate it in a special way for those who are physically disabled. There are many. Many do survive birth. Many do live on, and they suffer greatly. St. Margaret, you could say, is their model of virtue, heroic charity. She was able to suffer well, and to give great love to those who also suffered like her. When we look into someone's eyes, we should see Christ, not whether they can be useful, not whether they can carry on the family name, but whether they really live the Christian life, whether they truly are loved by God, and all of us truly are, whether or not we are loved by those on earth. So today let's pray for the intercession of Sister Saint Margaret of Castello, that many may imitate her and the love she has for the suffering, for those who are dying, and that we may offer this same charity to all, no matter what physical ailment they may be suffering from.